For wildlife biologists, understanding the basics about an animal species is key. When it comes to marine mammals, collecting even the most basic information can be a challenge. But researchers at the Alaska Sea Life Center in Seward have developed a new way to track harbor seals. KBBI's Shayla Farzan has more.
Marcus Horning spends a lot of time thinking about harbor seals. As the science director at the Alaska Sea Life Center, he's spent years trying to understand these animals. Turns out, there's a lot we don't know about seals.
We need data on survival, on reproduction, on the age at which female seals first breed, and then how many offspring they have throughout their lives.
Because harbor seals spend so much time underwater and live in remote locations, Horning realized he would need to develop a special way to study them. So he created a tag. But not just any kind of tag. It's a lightweight, pill-shaped device about the size of a sea battery. And it's filled with sensors, temperature, motion, and light. Horning surgically implants these tags into seals. Despite its small size, the tag collects mountains of data. It has a little transmitter, so it can send all of the data back to a satellite. But here's the kicker. The tag can't talk to the satellite when it's inside the animal.
To be able to reach a satellite at an elevation of 400 miles up in the sky, we need a very strong signal. And inside of the body, the signal is so weakened that we could never reach a satellite. So while the tag is inside of the body, while the animal's alive, we can never hear from the tag. We don't get any data right now.
The lightweight tag is filled with microscopic, hollow glass balls to help it float. Once an animal dies, the tag eventually floats up to the water surface and transmits its information to a satellite.
I would describe it as an electronic black box that is like a black box in an airplane. It stores information about the state of the airplane, and in this case, the state of a seal. But it doesn't really transmit that until after something bad happens. And in this case, it doesn't really transmit until after an animal has died.
All those years of information the tags collect can be a real goldmine for researchers like Horning. Not only can the tags tell how long an animal lived, they can also give us a good idea how it died.
When we have a very abrupt temperature drop to ambient temperatures, and when we have an immediate sensing of light and also air, that's when we assume the tag came out of the animal. And really, the only way this could have happened is if the animal was dismembered by a predator.
So far, Horning's lab has implanted tags in 10 harbor seals, and they're feeling hopeful. Based on tests with Stellar sea lions, they have a 98% chance of receiving data once an animal dies. They're just not sure how long it's going to take. In Homer, I'm Shayla Farzan.